This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, very excited to share with you a conversation I had just last week with one of my clients. This is someone who has gone through the 12 weeks to transformation, is now in the Master's Club, and I wanted to pick her brain about how far she's come and how she did it. You'll hear in the conversation, I first asked, like, tell me about your life before we started working together. And I think many of you will relate to what she said. She said that she was just kind of in information gathering mode and information overload. She wasn't moving the needle in terms of results, but she knew a whole lot of stuff, about her health that she wasn't implementing, a whole lot of stuff about her finances that she wasn't implementing, a lot of stuff about mindset that wasn't being implemented. And she said that the shift felt like, and you guys have to get to the point in the episode where she talks about this. It felt like she had been doing the right project with the wrong tools. I don't know if you can imagine that, but we're doing a lot of work around our house. So I can imagine trying to build a deck with a rubber mallet. And you know you need to build the deck, but it is incredibly slow going and very little progress is made if you're trying to use a rubber mallet instead of a drill, instead of a saw, instead of all the other things that you need. Nail gun, you get the picture. And she said, as she shifted to using the right tools, being introduced to the right tools, practicing the right tools in a way that she said felt really sustainable and maintainable and very small bite-sized steps. It was like doing the right project with the wrong tools and then suddenly you get the right tools. And she said, it's like butter. And I just love that because for me, for most of my life, change did not feel like butter. Unless you mean like trying to climb up a slide that's covered in butter when you're covered in olive oil. I don't know where that word picture just came from, but you can imagine that would be tricky. That's what change felt like to me for so long. But she explains that it wasn't this 360 thing or she had to overhaul her life. She started with these bite-sized changes. And as she did this mindset work, not only did it suddenly feel like she had the right tools for the job and everything got easier, but you'll hear her talk about that it wasn't just her health that changed, though it did. Her anxiety changed. Her tendency to procrastinate changed. Her attitude changed. The way she interacts with her kids changed. Everything changed. So anyway, I could rave about what she shared because I think it's so inspiring, but I'm going to let you hear it for yourself. If you have questions about the 12 weeks to transformation, now is the time to ask because we only open up a few times a year. It'll only be three times in 2020, and we are opening up in just about a week and a half. First to the waitlist because the waitlist gets special bonuses and also special discounts. They are only available, not joking, because I keep my word. People are like, oh, I just found out about it. Can I get the discount? And I say no, because then I'm a liar when I say that it only goes to folks who are on the waitlist. So anyway, we're opening up very soon. You can get on the waitlist by going to primalpotential.com/transform. primalpotential.com/transform. But if you're listening today, whether you're interested in the 12 weeks or not, and you feel like you've been in information gathering mode for too long and it hasn't moved the needle, you are going to love today's conversation with Lisa. So let's get right to it. All right, Lisa. Well, first of all, I am so grateful that you have taken the time to chat with me today. And you have been part of Primal Potential for a long time. Can you take me back to what was going on with you before you did your 12 weeks to transformation and what made you say, this is for me?
So what was going on was basically I was in very much information gathering mode. And I mean, years. So it's been a couple of years that I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. Mm-hmm. And it took a while for me to figure that out because I had gone different routes on the health side of things, right, to try to kind of lose some weight, and didn't really kind of ever put everything together, and just, you know, between like nutrition and you know, sleeping well and hormones and all of that. And so initially kind of stumbled on Primal because I had been sort of following like paleo lifestyle, because I feel like it, you know, it was or primal lifestyle, because it was, you know, very much recommended for people with thyroid issues.
Yeah.
And I loved kind of like the combination of the science, but more the mindset, right? Because I had, like I said, gathered so much information, but never really kind of took action, or I would get overwhelmed with all the information, right? Because then there's also too much science, right?
Yeah.
So I can kind of go off the deep end, just reading, and then putting off actually taking action, because it was just so much. And I felt like I was never really prepared to actually do the stuff that I would read about, because I felt like, oh, well, there's still more. I'm not really like, I don't know everything. And so I would never kind of move the needle, so to speak. Like, I had a lot of information and sometimes very, very detailed, but just never really utilizing it and putting it to use, right? And on many fronts, not just the health. I stumbled on Primal because of the health thing, but it kind of, it applied to everything, to productivity at work, to finances, you know, kind of actually putting things in, putting things into action and seeing progress.
Yeah. So what changed? You came to the 12 weeks feeling like, all right, I've been learning all of this stuff, but not doing anything with it. I know what to do, but it doesn't reflect in my behaviors. What were some of the changes that you made as you went through the 12 weeks to transformation?
So one of the biggest changes was just journaling and then taking baby steps towards the nutrition side of things, right? Mm-hmm. So just making sure that I kept things doable and kept action items that I could really stick to, right? Whereas before, I would kind of, I'm still working on, but very much the all or nothing mindset, where like, oh, I has to be, you know, 100% perfect. If I don't stick to this, you know, macro breakdown or this particular way of eating, you know, like Whole 30 or that kind of thing, if it's not perfect, I would scrap it and, oh yeah, I'm going to start over again. And then it became very much a, you know, either starting and starting and never finishing, or just feeling really defeated and not being able to, not even wanting to start again. So when I was going through the 12 weeks, the mindset was that just shifting the perspective was huge for me, because I felt like it was, you know, I was becoming aware of the pattern, you know, yeah. Whereas before I just was kind of so stuck in it that It sounds crazy to say, but it's just almost like I couldn't break out of that cycle because I didn't even realize, like, it was like I was rowing and it was like I would get frustrated and row harder, but it was going the wrong way. So
it's like being in the helicopter versus being in the maze.
Yes. And so it was a huge change, and I started seeing a lot of progress, and it was, to me, I felt like it was very doable things, you know, the rules of carbs and fat loss, but you know, it was not something that was, I felt, was drastic. I felt like I could do it. I felt like, I got a sense of accomplishment, and I felt like it was actually moving the needle.
Wow.
And so it was a big kind of eye opener, because at that point I had been like, you know, constantly like, what is wrong with me? Like, why can't I just stick to something, or why can't I do X, Y, and Z?
Right.
On anything, you know, just why can't we, you know, save money? Why can't we pay off this debt? Or why can't I get done what I set out to get done in a day, you know, my to-do list kind of thing.
Right.
So a lot of that was eliminated because it was just taking a different approach. And it was just one thing at a time, right? One thing each week, one, you know, kind of shift each week. And that made it just so accessible.
So when I think about what we are able to do in the 12 weeks, one of the things that always comes to mind is when you're working smarter, you don't have to work as hard. Mm-hmm. And when you change things from a mindset place first, you see the benefits in other areas. And you just mentioned a couple. You mentioned food, you mentioned money, you mentioned productivity. What areas of your life did you see change when you took this kind of more incremental approach to compared to what you had done before?
So in the first 12 weeks that I did, the biggest one I saw was like physically, I just felt so much better, even though I've been on you know, on thyroid medication and hormone replacement therapy and this kind of thing and supplements and all that. But being aware of the nutrition part was huge for me because I kind of, like I said, I knew what I should be doing, but I hadn't been doing it.
Yeah.
And so being able to keep it, you know, just keep it simple, but still get things done and get things done. I mean, like eat well and take care of my body well. That then, you know, got it to where I started really having energy and really feeling just very clear-headed and very focused, and then also just more positive. And that then opened the door for me to say, yeah, I can take on certain challenges, as opposed to this really defeated attitude that, you know, I don't finish things, I don't get things done, you know, I can't do this. And
yeah.
Coming from that very kind of, you know, I don't know, trapped kind of mindset.
Yeah.
Whereas this kind of, I felt like I was me again. Like in a way I would always kind of say, well, how did I get to this place where like, I feel like I can't do anything or I feel like I can't lose weight. Like, I used to be one of those very, A-type personalities and had 100 million things going at once. I had always, since about, I don't know, 13 years old, had always worked and gone to school at the same time. Mm-hmm. And over the summer had internships along with working on the weekends. And so always had a lot of things going on all through college as well. And I'd never kind of only had to work. And so obviously with, you know, once college is done and all that, I, you know, only had work. And so now I kind of, I was very hard on myself because I felt like, I only have work. Right. And so that kind of was very difficult. Like, okay, why can't you, you know, manage food and, or your nutrition and your budget and, you know, sleeping well and, physical activity and all this stuff. And when I was younger, I used to just handle all of it. So, it was very much a coming from a mental space of very harshly criticizing myself. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a game changer doing the 12 weeks because every single lesson, like I said, was doable and was applicable to every area. And initially, like I said, I started because of the health side of things.
Yeah.
But then eventually it trickled into every area. Where, you know, procrastinating on things at work or being very anxious about a project at work was no longer, you know, such a big mountain to climb because it was the same kind of tools. And it was kind of like doing a project with the wrong tools and then all of a sudden you get the correct tool to do it with. And
I love that.
It was like butter. And like I said, it just felt so good because it was myself, you know, like kind of getting back to me. Like I felt like I was me again, if that makes sense.
It totally does. Of all the changes that you made in all the different areas of your life, is there something that stands out that you are most proud of that has shifted through the work you did in the 12 weeks?
I would say One thing, what I think I'm most proud of amongst the health and the financial accomplishments, even besides that, I think I'm most proud of my attitude changing towards life in general. Mm. Like, I feel like I'm more patient with my spouse and my family, and I feel like things are not unreachable anymore. I feel like there's not anything that I'm as afraid, you know, I'm not afraid to kind of go for things that I want and set goals that I want because I know I can achieve it, right? I know that I now have the mindset, and I've kind of flipped back to, like, I'm not afraid to dream anymore. I'm not afraid to hope for things in the future, you know, because we now know that we have the tools and the discipline on you know, financial stuff. We've kind of opened the door to, wow, this, we can actually do this. You know, we're doing, you know, the baby steps, Dave Ramsey's baby steps. And despite having everything we need, just like the nutritional information, we had never really put things, you know, put the pedal to the metal and started paying off debt and really prioritizing, right? And so kind of like you said, it is just like having that bird's eye view of things and saying, you know, if we just shift this around, we can make things work. So we're back to looking at, you know, hey, what kinds of, you know, properties do we want to have when we retire? And, you know, do we want to have horses and dogs and, you know, and just dreaming again and thinking about, you know, where do we want to go? And everything supports, all the goals support each other. So having, you know, our nutrition and feeling good and, you know, sleeping well, all, you know, kind of feeds into being able to eventually enjoy retirement and have a healthy body and mind and being able to help family and travel and all these things kind of all dovetail and they all work together.
That's beautiful. Being able to dream again is something that, gosh, if we could all do that. And a huge part of that is the confidence that you need to be able to do that, which it sounds like is what you built through these small changes, like the belief in yourself that you can do things that previously felt hard and they don't have to be a battle.
Yes. And that's the other thing that it was very much gaining, I guess, not just momentum, but it wasn't just like, okay, well, I've gotten, you know, this done or kind of like losing weight or I've lost, you know, this many pounds and, you know, now I want to keep going towards whatever. But it was more like everything is aligning together, right? So it's like you're kind of in that flow state.
Yeah.
And not only do you reach the flow state, you have the tools to constantly get back in. Like, I'm a person that drifts on lots of goals and that kind of thing. But I know that every morning I kind of was, and then I'm a person who was always like, I'm never consistent with anything. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, in the morning I listen to the daily coaching audio and I would, you know, do my journal every morning. It was like very centering and in any kind of, you know, situation I'm going through at the time, it grounds you, you know, and it kind of brings you back to, it's like a recentering every morning and remembering, okay, what are my goals? And what is like the small step that I can do to shift it today, right? And just little stuff, you know, even for me, it was like, okay, just figure out what you're gonna have for lunch, you know?
Yeah.
And then it gets to a point where, you know, you're looking forward to that every single day. And that's kind of what I feel like is most helpful.
That's amazing. What would you say to somebody who is thinking about the 12 weeks, but maybe they don't have that confidence in themselves? And maybe like you, they're like, I'm never consistent. I don't follow through or whatever. And they're using that to talk themselves out of making a change or investing in themselves because they don't have that belief. What would you say to that person?
I would say it was one of the best things that I've ever done. Like, it is something that you get what you put in, right? It's not like it's some sort of, you know, just wave the magic wand, but it enables you to find the strength that you need to, you know, to kind of become the person that you want to be, like to become the person that has the confidence and can push forward on their goals. And that to me was, like I said, invaluable, absolutely invaluable, because I'm not the same person I was when I started. And I feel like it's crazy to me, but it's one of the best investments I've ever made above, you know, any degree I've obtained, because it is not just knowledge. It's teaching you to, it teaches you how to be a learner or how to think, how to be a thinker. And so that to me is more valuable than any type of just hardcore knowledge or any kind of source material, because I know how to not just obtain the knowledge, but I'm applying it, right? So any kind of area that you, it's different than getting raw data, right? Data is only as good as what you use it for. It's right. The insight that you gain from that data. And yeah. So I feel like I'm able to apply the lessons in any area. Like if you would ask me like, okay, what would I describe this as? It feels to me like that movie called Limitless, where he kind of just, it's not magic like popping a pill, but basically you do feel limitless. It breaks those limits that you have set in your mind, because most of the time, everything that you do or you're restricted by, your limits are only in your mind. You are your limited. You're at your limit, right? So yeah. For me, that's what the 12 weeks did for me. It removed the limits. And like, I felt like a child again, where I'm like, oh, do I want to, you know, do this with my life? Or do I want to do that with my life? The world's wide open again.
That's amazing. I mean, that is so powerful. And I'm excited for you, because what that means to me is that it's just beginning for you now. Like, we've done the work to yes. build the confidence, to change the mental paradigms, and now it begins. Now you get to live life on your terms. And that is there's nothing much more beautiful than that.
Yes, for sure.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being willing to share your experience and talk about your life and talk about the changes you've made, because it is inspiring for me to hear. It is an honor for me to see. And I'm just so grateful for everyone who's going to hear this and know that they came from a similar place where it felt like it was hard and it felt like they were just kind of an uphill battle and they lacked confidence and they lacked consistency. And I just thank you for giving everybody an insight into what it can be like.
Definitely happy to help, and kind of, it's hard to put into words, but any way that I can help, I'd like to.
All right. I love so much about that, especially things not being unreachable anymore. That is where life begins to open up. That is just the beginning. All of this work and all of these changes that are so good in and of themselves, what they represent is a new beginning, a fresh start where life can look totally different and it doesn't have to be so hard. I would love the opportunity to get to know you better, like I've gotten to know Lisa and her journey. If you want to work together over the next 12 weeks, head over and get on the wait list right now, because like I said at the start of the show, there are bonuses and discounts that are only, truly, this is not hyper pitch, truly they are only offered to people who are on the wait list. You can get on the wait list. It'll take you just a second. Go to primalpotential.com/transform. primalpotential.com/transform. I hope that I get to work with you, and I'd love for this to be part of your story 12 weeks from now about getting the right tools, things feeling easier, opening up the options in your life, and feeling like nothing is unreachable for you. See you there. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.